Now bring to mind somebody that you really care about, somebody that you have compassion for. You've done things for this person. You really, they're a big part of your life now or in the past. And take the image of that person. Put it up as a picture in front of you, in your mind's eye. And then make that picture bigger. Put it on a TV screen. Turn up the brightness. Put it on a movie screen. Go to the movie theater and their face is right across that screen. Go to the IMAX theater and it's all across that, top to bottom, the vibrant color of that person that you really care for and you've done things for. And locate a sensation. Where do you feel something in your body for this person? It could be in your heart center, could be on the face, the cheekbones, your forearms, around your eyes. Locate that place where you can feel something for this person. When you think about this person, you get that glow, that warmth, that sensation. And let that sensation spread from wherever it is. Let that spread across your whole body, down your arms, down your fingertips, down to your torso, your legs, down to your toes. Let it soak in. And just take that sensation and thoughts of it and just put that on the silver tray for a moment. And bring to mind somebody, could be the same person or someone else, that has those same feelings and caring and doing things for you. Think to the times that this person has done something for you. And bring their picture to that screen. Put that on the TV screen. Move that to the movie theater and the big IMAX screen and turn the volume up. Hear that person, see that person, feel that person. Expand into that feeling, that sensation. And where do you feel this sensation? It might be a different place, it might be the same place. Feel that, feel the sensation, wherever you're feeling it right now. And let that extend throughout your whole body, down your arms to your fingertips, down your legs to your toes, and let it soak in. And take that feeling and place that on the silver tray. Now imagine yourself as a child, somewhere in the age of 6, 10, 13. We all had some traumas as children, and just pick some of the relatively minor traumas and send some compassion, some of that sensation, that feeling, back to yourself as that inner child. You could use some comfort, some compassion, the memories that you are holding on to, and put some compassion into those memories. Let it entwine and soak into the memory of those events that had come up. And imagine now being about 20 to 30. And again, pick a couple of the minor traumas, the irritations, the disappointments, and send some compassion back into yourself at that time, and let that soak into those thoughts and memories and sensations and feelings. Ease them up a little bit, taking the compassion for yourself, the compassion that you extended to other people, those sensations, and now placing that in juxtaposition to those memories of your own disappointments. And then go to 30 to 40 year old time period and some few specific instances that you can recall, and let that compassion flow in and ease them up a little bit. And let's jump ahead 5 years from now. You know, some of the things that keep occurring, some of those things that happened yesterday, the things that are going to happen next week, things that might come up, and send some compassion into yourself in the future. And be the compassion at this point. Just be that sense of compassion of going out and doing things for other people, doing things for yourself, doing things for your future self, caring about what's going on, sending that compassion to, it's going to be fine. You're going to be okay. Let that compassion in the universe flow into that future self and beyond the body, beyond the energy of the body, and just flow into the compassion in the universe. Being the compassion. Compassion out in space. The formation of the galaxy and the Earth. We had the Big Bang, and whatever is here now existed then. The stardust that formed the Earth, the swirling masses of gas, compassion was contained in that swirling mass of gas, condensed into the Earth, the particles of the Earth, and then grew into the plants. And the consciousness, the awareness of compassion, was not there in the Earth, in the plants. It was there, but it didn't have the ability to be expressed. And some of the animals ate the plants. And some animals seemed to be able to express the compassion, the having the empathy, the feelings, the understanding of what somebody, including ourselves, are going through, and then taking an action to make it easier, to be compassionate, to be caring. And then we have the human level, man and woman, and the ability, the consciousness to comprehend the understanding of that empathy and taking action to be compassionate. So we have the stardust coming in, growing into ourselves, breathing in the stardust, breathing out compassion. Breathing in stardust, breathing out compassion. Breathing in stardust, breathing out compassion.